What's going on, everyone? This is RFBM, Raising the Financial Bar with Mar. And this will be the 10th episode of the RFBM podcast. Welcome back. I know it's been a while. And today I want to talk about a couple of topics, but the general consensus will be money and how it applies in relationships. So I know some people have seen different things like Kevin Samuels, some stuff, I can't remember the name of the platform. They're like asking, talking about what people bring to the table. And I just recently was plugged in on this YouTube channel and also a podcast called The Roommates by a friend of mine. And a lot of these channels are talking about some of the same things about how money affects a relationship and what a man's role is in a relationship or what a woman's is. So I just want to get into how it all relates to us in totality when it comes to society and what I personally feel about it and what my personal opinions on it and just how it just affects us in general. So let's just get right into it. And as always, I appreciate the support. Be on the lookout for a couple of more podcast episodes coming up, and I should be ramping up very soon. So when you think about it in society, there's so many things that shape us as a people. And not only that, there's so many things and so many factors that contribute to why we have a certain income, why we're struggling to a certain extent, and why the decisions we've made brought us to a certain point. So when it comes to wages in a relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's just girlfriend, boyfriend, etc., what do you value in a relationship? Well, if we're talking on the financial side of things, I think that it makes sense for both parties, or however parties are in this relationship, to have financial stability. The problem is, from person to person, there's different factors into what somebody sees as sufficient. If I remember correctly, the median household income was $67,521 in 2020. This was a decrease of 3% from the 2019 median of $69,560. And they said it's the first statistically significant decline in median household income since 2011. I got this off of the census government website. And granted, that seems like a smaller sample, but it's significant. There's a lot of things that's happened post-pandemic as well. But if we think of society as a whole, and just looking at whether pandemic or not pandemic, there's a lot of things that people believe that you should have, and sometimes people don't have. There's caps in different careers, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a customer service agent, just whatever the likes. What do you feel is a sufficient amount? Now, some people, when you look in social media, some people will say a person should make $80,000, or this person should do that. Or if we're thinking of just the role of the man, they're like, a man should make this amount of money or that amount of money. And what people are failing to realize is the reality of life. A lot of men don't make a lot of money. And I'm not saying that for those that are interested in dating these men, they should necessarily settle. But the reality is, in America particularly, there's only so many people that are higher income. And the careers that are accompanied with those vary. And on top of that, the reality is you have to not only have a solid or a high paying wage, you have to have that mindset, because somebody that's making $40,000 a year could have a lot better financial standing than somebody that's making $80,000 or $90,000. Why? Because they manage their money, they're saving for retirement, or they have a better idea of how to actively make their money work for them. And I think oftentimes what we're seeing right now in society is that everybody thinks that wage is the biggest thing to determine where somebody's standing. And that's not necessarily the case. It's not about how much you make. It's about what you're able to keep. Once again, it's not about what you make. It's what you're able to keep. That take home gets really, really skimpy when it comes to some people's spending habits. And the reality is, a lot of people do not know how to properly use their money. For me personally, what I think it is when it comes to our current state for millennials all around, speaking for all millennials, it's not just the fact that we might spend carelessly or we might not be handling our finances properly, but a lot of people went to school and they have to pay their student loans. Depending on the state that they're at, the taxes are higher. We're in Florida, so there's no state income tax. They could be in a relationship with somebody that's not as financially literate as them. And as a result, that could be impacting them. There's basically what I'm saying is there's so many things that come into why somebody's at the financial standing they are. And it's not always because they bought a pair of sneakers or because they're going out to eat. You know, there's a lot of things that tie into this. So when we get into what people bring to the table relationship wise and when they emphasize how much there is when it comes to money, people have to understand too, there's a intrinsic value as opposed to just extrinsic value when it comes to what person does, what somebody does. You get what I mean? So somebody can be in a relationship with somebody and they're more stringent. You know what I mean? They're more organized. They have a better idea of where their money is going, where is it coming in and out. And I think that just goes for whether man or woman, want to make sure that you personally are on the right page before you even merge finances or think about the future with that said individual. There's so many ways that people get lost in this allure of social media and how they feel things should be and how they feel things should be done. And when it comes down to it, money is essential, but it seems as if for some people, love is transactional. And what I mean by that, it's transactional. It's like it's also conditional, depending on how much money somebody brings or whether or not they're able to maintain that determines how reflective somebody will feel, whether a partner or whether whoever it is that you're engaged with perceives you. And I feel like, hey, if it's more power to you, if you feel like somebody has to have a certain amount, that's reasonable. But what the amount is and why the amount is it the way that it is. Why do you feel that way? I know it sounds confusing. Basically, what I'm saying is you take care of your finances. You're stable. You're taken care of. And now you're looking at the other partner. Do you feel like the person should carry you in the relationship? Do you feel like what you have shouldn't be added to that contribution? Because when it comes down to it, it's a when you're married or when you're in this relationship where you're sharing finances, you come together as one. So what I've seen is that relationships are becoming more and more materialistic. It's almost as if we've forgot that most of us are in the conglomerate of average. And I'm not one to just say somebody's average man or woman based on the money that they're making. But what I mean is statistically speaking, we're not the elites. We're not the higher income. So with that being said, it wouldn't really make a lot of sense to think that somebody could just take you on all of these trips or spend excessively or buy these material things. I think that the most important thing that we must understand that you shouldn't lose stray of your priorities, bills, investments, you know, essentials. And then once you've gotten to that point, moving outside of that, I don't understand the ideology that a person is not necessarily as desirable simply because they don't make a lot of money. We're not talking about somebody that's making a decent amount or a solid amount or middle income. We're talking about the idea that you have to make a lot of money. There's not that many industries that you can get into where you're going to reach past that ceiling, if you get what I'm saying. And what I feel is that if it's a marriage, I'm just going to share my opinion. If you're in a partnership, right? You have to understand that you're building as one. So my idea is that you're combining your finances together to reach your end goal. So you want to make sure that you're in a relationship with somebody that's financially stable, but you want to make sure that they're on the same page with you, that they're going to ride it out with you, like you're going to build towards each other. You have to have a plan at the end of the day. And as a man navigating this current state of life, you realize it's like, when I went to college, did I use the correct major? You know, did I get into the right field? But the best thing about it is that we're still young. You know, me personally, I'm 26, and if I'm not able to get a job that I desire with my degree, maybe I'll consider trade school, or maybe I'll go back into college, or just find something that can get me a higher income. Because the reality is, we don't realize how much money we're really not making. I feel like in the future, I'll delve a little deeper, possibly on another YouTube channel or another platform that I'm working on, that I can basically be a little bit more unfiltered on this topic, so you could get a better idea of how I truly feel and what I truly feel and what I really think. But this is pretty much the surface. And all I can say is, at the end of the day, whoever you're with, make sure they have a plan for you, just like you have a plan for them, so that you can merge together. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about money. Money is important, but depending on the person's character, that money will change. Somebody can be wealthy and not share their wealth with you, or believe that anything of theirs is a part of you. And based on my inclination, if you're married, I'm assuming that you're sharing your income together, and you're contributing to bills or expenses, miscellaneous things. You have to make sure that the person that you're going to have your future with knows that they're going to put forth their effort just as yours. And it's very hard to do this 50-50 stuff. I don't believe in this whole 50-50 ideology, because it's very hard to really say that we're gonna ever have an equal partnership in life. But you can try to make it equitable. I believe in that. Make it fair. And when you look around in the society, even people that are making a lot of income, when it comes to us millennials, really aren't making as much as people think. And this whole concept where people attribute this high value based on your income, solely on your income, a lot of times I've seen on social media, makes no sense, because character is going to show a lot when it comes to your finances. And as much as I understand the importance of money, I mean, you see, I'm on RFBM, that's pretty much what the topics are oftentimes about. You have to understand that everything isn't what it seems. Heck, ZipRecruiter says, and even in Florida, the average salary is $51,000 a year. And $51,000 a year, they ranked that 49 out of 50 states nationwide for average job salaries. You know? And that just, hourly, what is that? Almost 25 hour That's not much. And that pretty much gets you the idea of where we are as a society. However, I feel even 50,000 is a livable wage if you're living within your means and you're in Florida with no state income tax. Of course, different factors, rent, depending on how many children you have as well. But it's not just the income, it's the mindset, it's how you plan, it's how you carry yourself, it's whether you're selfless or selfish, it's whether you have a plan ahead of time, it's whether or not you have an idea of how much money you're saving for retirement, how much you're going to save for emergencies. There's so many things that factor in your money and how somebody that's making $50,000 next door or somebody making $50,000 down the street really converts that wealth-wise. It's just something to think about. When it's all said and done, I think it's understood that sometimes people are just not going to be happy no matter what it is. I feel like whether man or woman, there's the idea of people are searching for an image and not the reality. So a lot of times people will seek certain things for an image rather than what the reality is. And the reality is people are not satisfied. Men might see things that they're not satisfied with women, and women might see things that they're not satisfied with men. The truth is, money is not going to be the cure to that, because even in high income relationships, there's still dissatisfaction. You have to have drive. You have to have stability. You have to have loyalty. You have to have determination. You have to have ambition. But like I said, I can't speak for everybody's relationship. Things vary. But there's so many things that turn into a relationship. Heck, you end up having kids. You get married. You sign prenups, prenuptial agreements, or you have share assets. There's so many things that tie into when you make a bond with a significant other. And at the end of the day, people have to do things based on what they think is essential. I feel like I've been talking in circles a little bit in this conversation, and I'll probably make a part two to this if there's enough people that reflect an interest in it. But I just think that people got to understand that whether you're a good man or you're a good woman, there's both intrinsic and exterior values that we all, I think, should take into consideration when determining what you want. Because even then, there's certain scenarios where if there's a man, a woman might not respect him or might not consider him as stable if he's not making more money than her. And that can happen. So, and vice versa, you know. But I think that the desire or interest or whether a man might care about a woman's finances is not as strong as a woman caring for a man's finances. But I also have to understand we are in a patriarchy society. But I'm not going to get too political or too much too deep with everything. Just understand that there's many factors that tie into why a person's in the situation they are, or why a person values one thing over the other. Just ensure that whoever you're with has the same type of interest in you as you have for them, so that you can build your future. And I hope everybody considers reflecting, thinking about how they can improve themselves, thinking how they can improve their skills so they'll be more valuable in the workforce or in the entrepreneur sector as well. And continue to keep on trying to build as much wealth as you can and continue to handle your debt. Appreciate the support. As always, this is RFBM, Raising the Financial Bar with Mar. And this is the RFBM Podcast. Peace, love, blessings. Take care.
Our own mind has to be changed. We have to change our mind about ourselves.
This world is such a... Gimme. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school.
I don't come to bow, you know. I come to conquer.